This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Tianjin in China today. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperation based on mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
My special representative is border management के संबंध में सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के हित जुड़े हुए इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा परस्पर विश्वास सम्मान और संवेदनशीलता के आधार पर
On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of their two economies to stabilize world trade. They highlighted the need to proceed from a political and strategic direction to expand bilateral trade and investment ties and reduce trade deficit. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including presidents of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the Prime Ministers of Egypt and Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness meeting these leaders. During his meeting with Kazakhstan President, Prime Minister said that India and Kazakhstan are working closely in many key sectors. Expressing pleasure about his interaction with President of Tajikistan, Mr. Modi highlighted that India's trade and cultural linkages are increasing and is a wonderful sign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. Speaking during the program, Mr. Modi said, and urged citizens to celebrate upcoming festivals with a vocal for local spirit, supporting Indian products. He said, the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. The Prime Minister praised the Indian Armed Forces, National Disaster Response Force, State Disaster Response Force, social workers and locals who have stepped in to support rescue efforts as the monsoon continues to wreak havoc in several parts of the country. Rescue and relief operations continue in full swing as Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab reel under flood fury. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today carried out an extensive tour of Ramban and Udhampur district to assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides which have severely disrupted life and damaged the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44. He directed agencies to urgently restore the vital road links to ensure traffic movement and uninterrupted supply of essentials to the Kashmir Valley. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu tomorrow to assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods and review ongoing rescue and relief operations in the Union Territory. An Indian non-profit organization, Foundation to Educate Girls Globally, has been named a 2025 Ramon Magsaysay Award winner. The organization is dedicated to mobilize community and government resources for girls' education in rural and educationally disadvantaged areas of India. Ramon Magsaysay Award Foundation made the announcement today. Hamas Armed Wing spokesperson Abu Ubaidah was killed by the Israeli military in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz today confirmed the death of Hamas's Armed Wing spokesperson Hudhayfa Samir Abdullah Al-Kahlout alias Abu Ubaidah in Gaza airstrike. The Israel Defense Forces and Shin Bet initially said only that yesterday's strike had targeted a senior Hamas operative. And that is the end of this news bulletin.